Okay, another secret of charisma. Let's get into it. Let's talk about esteem, self-esteem, understanding the ego. Now, this is under the empowering others section because that is what esteem does. When you help someone with their esteem, it really tends to empower them. As Harry Truman said, it is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit. Let's get into the blind spot. The reality is we all suffer from low self-esteem in some aspect of our lives. Self-esteem is at an all-time low, and we don't even realize that many of our challenges come from our low self-esteem and not understanding the human ego. The blind spot is thinking we can say a few nice words and that will boost someone's self-esteem. It usually comes across as insincere. Once they sense you will gain something from the exchange, it will backfire on you every time. The first factor is understanding how your low self-esteem affects your ability to radiate charisma. The second factor is your ability to realistically and sincerely boost someone's ego. What's the research telling us? An experiment testing the effects of praise on a group of men in North Carolina was very insightful. The men received different types of comments from someone who needed a favor from them. The comments were either positive, negative, or a mixture of both. As you can expect, the person giving the positive comments was liked the best. Secondly, the conclusion held true even when the men knew the complimenter was seeking a favor. Finally, unlike the other types of comments, pure praise did not have to be accurate to work. Positive comments produced just as much liking toward the flatterer when they were untrue as when they were true. Another one, self-image is a big aspect of charismatic leadership. Self-image encompasses how the leader describes himself or herself in terms of needs, beliefs, values, and personal meaning. Praise can also cause people to change their minds. In another study, students' essays were randomly given high or low marks. When surveyed, the students who had gotten A's tended to lean more favorably in the direction of the positions they had advocated in their essays. Students who received failing marks, however, did not stand behind their previous positions as willingly. In the first 18 years of life, if you lived in an average home, you were told no, or what you could not do more than 148,000 times. Income is the primary reason we work, but most people want the job satisfaction they get from accomplishment. They have a drive to be part of the team. So what's the core? It is pretty simple when you think about it. We like people that like us, and we don't like people that don't like us, and we like people we perceive to care about us. Most of us have challenges giving praise, boosting self-esteem, and pointing out the positive. Higher self-esteem is the elusive and almost intangible aspiration to most people, whether they know it or not. It is the self-satisfaction in yourself, or we could say it is how much you like yourself. The key here is to understand that to become more charismatic, you have to have a healthy self-esteem, and you have to have the ability to raise somebody's self-esteem. Be aware, we all suffer from different aspects of low self-esteem. There are many things we can blame, but let's just own up to it. People who possess a high self-esteem are strong and secure. This means they can admit when they are wrong. They are not unraveled by criticism or negativity. Their healthy self-esteem permeates every aspect of their lives, their jobs, their education, and their relationships. The basic human need of having esteem is critical for you to understand. When people feel wanted and important, they become much easier to influence. You would never think about physically harming someone or depriving them of food or water, yet often without even thinking about it, we will hurt someone emotionally or deprive them of praise or gratitude. We all want to feel accepted or be part of the group. We all want to be noticed, appreciated, and feel our contributions help the cause. Not everyone wants to be recognized in the same way, but everyone needs that recognition. When somebody feels that unconditional acceptance with no strings attached, you will see your charisma soar and their doubt and fears go out the window. One easy way to boost someone's esteem is to offer sincere, genuine thanks. Show a little gratitude for what they've done or even will do. Never assume that they will know how much you care or appreciate them. Many leaders feel that the paycheck is enough to show thanks. Sure, most people like the money, but if you look at the complaints of people in the workplace, the top five are all esteem and ego related. Not money related, these people either leave the company or do just the minimum at their job. One of the main reasons you see dissatisfaction in the workplace is because they were never thanked or given any recognition for their efforts. At first, it might seem a bit unnatural to use thanks and gratitude, since most of us have not experienced an environment where doing so is common, but it's worth the energy and effort. It is important to be able to read people and understand the signals of low self-esteem. It might be the opposite of what you think. It could be the bullying, always having to be right, gossiping, quick to take offense, or resentment of others. Charismatic people have the ability to read these signs and enhance their self-esteem. This not only boosts their esteem, but gives them a sense of job security. There's always been a link between esteem and performance. Boosting their esteem increases their confidence, they have better attitudes, and they perform better. I'm not saying you can never say anything negative or critical. I just want you to be aware that one negative comment has more emotional impact than 10 positive comments. Just keep in mind that the use of praise affects us to the very core, so use it properly. So what's the application? Praise costs nothing, but yields incredible results. One of the reasons that it does not work that well for you is no one has ever taught you the right way to do it. There are certain elements that must be included for praise to work and enhance your charisma. Include these when you praise. Be specific in your praise. Praise something they can't refute. Be sincere with your words. Public praise is more powerful than private praise. Be prompt with your praise and keep all praise positive. Our example is Andrew Carnegie. When we show people that they are important, we increase our charisma and influence with that person. Andrew Carnegie was a successful businessman and philanthropist. He was an immigrant to the United States and started in the railroad business as a telegrapher, which led to investments in the railroads and steel. He has been regarded as the second wealthiest man in history after John D. Rockefeller. Andrew Carnegie devised a plan to sell his steel to the Pennsylvania Railroad. When he built the new steel mill in Pittsburgh, he named it the J. Edgar Thomson Steelworks after the president of the Pennsylvania Railroad. Thomson was so flattered by the honor that he thereafter purchased steel exclusively from Carnegie. Understanding esteem is so simple, yet so powerful. So what's the key? Many don't praise because they're concerned it will appear phony. They won't believe it, or they might even get upset. The way I see it is that if you are concerned about it, it probably means you aren't phony. When you truly care about others and are specific in your praise, it will open doors and increase your charisma. Spend time praising the little things. Then it'll be much easier in the long run to praise the bigger things. Look for people to praise. You'll be surprised how often you can praise, how easy it will become to praise, and how well it works. Being aware that most of us don't praise because of our own lack of self-esteem will put praise into perspective and help us be more aware of the praise we give out. Remember, it is free.